Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. Right now, we're going to talk to one of the stars of Sporting Kansas City in his first year with Sporting Kansas City. Let's welcome to the show Johnny Russell. Johnny, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. So, Johnny, last week we had Tyreek Hill, a wide receiver with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's known as the fastest man in the NFL. And he said after watching, he went to his first Sporting Kansas City game, he said that you're his favorite player and he needs to get a Johnny Russell jersey. So I feel like we need to get a get-together, a meet-and-greet. Were you aware that Tyreek Hill now loves you and wants to get a Johnny Russell jersey?
Someone had actually mentioned it on Twitter, but that's that's pretty crazy for me. Someone, you know, as talented as him has seen that. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. But it's, yeah, that's, of course, that's something that I think we should do. Is I would love one of his jerseys as well.
So are you an American football fan at all?
Yeah, I do enjoy watching it. You know, it's we had that a few times come to London, and then, you know, I would watch it. You know, every Sunday we had it on. We had a few games on a Sunday, so it was always something I enjoyed to watch on the weekend.
Have you ever been to an NFL game?
Been to a couple in London. The last one I went to was the Saints against the Dolphins last season in London. That was the last one I went to.
See, I always wonder. I talked to a couple of buddies that were from England, and the first time they went to an NFL game to watch it, they had a very difficult time understanding exactly what's taking place, like where the ball is, what the rules are. I feel that way. Like, say, if I try to watch a rugby match, do you understand all the rules? Did you pick it all up when you were watching it?
Yeah, so I've been watching it for years, so I pick a little bit up more as I watch it. And then when I started watching it, I read up on the rules as well, so I knew what I was watching. But I think that kind of adds to the excitement for me as well, that, you know, it's still a relatively new sport for me. So, you know, I really do enjoy watching it.
So maybe we can figure out a way to get you to go to a Chiefs game. You can wear a Tyreek Hill jersey, and then Tyreek Hill can wear yours, and both teams can win championships, and we'll all be good in Kansas City. I think I got to figure it out.
That's the plan.
So Johnny, if you would, this is the first time you've been on the show with us. For people, and obviously Tyreek Hill and everyone else have been thrilled with the way you performed for Sporting, but tell us maybe about what went into the decision and the process that led you to becoming a member of Sporting Kansas City and how you ended up in KC.
I've spoken about it before. I just felt I got to a stage where I was at, but I wasn't as happy as I was I had been previously. I just needed a change, a fresh start, and I always wanted to go to a different country and play. And you know, the opportunity came up to come to the US, and you know, when that opportunity came in, it became sport. So it helped that I actually had Mo Johnson, who's a legend here. He was the actual one who made the first contact. So having someone who had been here for so long and had nothing but good things to say about the club as well, that's what really sealed it. And after that, obviously speaking to the manager and, you know, just talking about how we wanted to progress as a team, and that was the sealing factor for me.
We're visiting with Sporting Kansas City attacker Johnny Russell, who's off to a great start in his MLS career as Sporting KC are in first place and taking on a really good team in Columbus Crew on Sunday at 5 o'clock, a game you can listen to right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Johnny, I was telling Steven about this, and since we've got you on our Ford driver's seat right now, you told me a story I thought was really interesting. Growing up in Scotland, you were always really interested in American muscle cars. And tell me about the first sports car you ever bought when you were in England and why you were so excited about it.
So
like I said, I always loved them as a kid, but we could never get them in the UK because obviously the left hand and right hand drive. So they brought out the 2017 right hand drive Mustang for the first time. So I had to get one of those. So I got myself the Mustang, and then came here and had to sell the Mustang. So it wasn't. But it was, no, it was from growing up loving, you know, cars like that, to be able to get one was amazing.
So if you're growing up in Scotland and you can't get those cars anywhere, you don't see them on the road, how did you get so interested in them? Where did you learn about them? Where did you see them?
It began with toys, just like kids' toys, car toys. And then from there, I just had a love for cars when I was younger, and from there it just grew to American Muscle and just sort of carried on from there. As I've got older as well, I've always enjoyed seeing them. So it's something that I've a bit weird, but it's I've always had a love for like American Muscle.
So obviously you've fit in with the team very well. What was it like, your transition to moving to Kansas City? What were your first impressions of Kansas City when you first got here?
Well, when I first signed, I was only here for like, I was only here for like 12 hours. I flew in late on the, I think it was like the Tuesday night. And I'd done, you know, both parts of my medical, done a tour of the stadium and facility. And then I was on a flight to Arizona by 1 PM to go and meet the rest of the team. So, you know, it was a short visit, but then obviously I came back from pre-season. And then, you know, I've not seen everything in the city, but the parts that I have seen, you know, I really like. So it's been good. The guys have been really great as well. When I first came over, taking me different places, just take me out for dinner and, you know, keep me company. So that's something that I always appreciate as well.
Have you had a place that you've gone to dinner that's been your favorite so far?
You know what? I've been to quite a few. I'm living downtown at the minute, so I love all the restaurants around there. But there was it was funny, actually. We had a few days off last weekend, and we were going to go to Florida. And I was just talking to a couple of the guys, like Bees, just talking about, I wanted to go to the Melting Pot because I went to one in Florida and I thought it was only there. And he said, no, there's one at the Plaza. So he told me that and I went the next day. So I've got a real soft spot for the Melting Pot.
That's the fondue spot, right?
It is indeed. Cheese fondue and then chocolate. So got a bit of a sweet tooth. So I enjoyed that one.
So you, maybe you like the chocolate better than the meats and cheeses. You got the sweet tooth, huh?
Yeah, no, the cheese is lovely as well, but it was the chocolate that I went for.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with cheese or chocolate. No. You have it all. That's the great thing about the Melting Pot. You don't have to pick.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're visiting with Johnny Russell. Hey, Johnny, I'm curious, in terms of the start to the season, you guys are, you're in first place in the West. You're in the running for the Supporters' Shield right now. And I'm curious, now that you've got, you know, 12 games under your belt, What are your impressions of the league, the standard of play, and are you surprised at how well you guys have been able to gel as a relatively as a new group of guys here in Kansas City?
Yeah, we've started well. I think preseason, obviously, we spent a lot of time on how we want to play, and you know that's really helped. And obviously, we didn't go off to the greatest of starts, getting beat obviously at home by New York, and they were a great team, and I think that showed early on. We had just had a few teething problems, but since then, you know, we've worked really hard. You know, we all know what our jobs are within the team individually, and I think that's what's helped. We all know where we should be on and off the ball, and you know, the manager's really keen on being fluid, so he doesn't really care what position you take up, just as long as someone else, you know, fills the gap. And you know, I think that's, we've got a lot of players who are on the same wavelength and same understanding, and I think that's been the key point. So like you said, we've got a really tough game coming up with someone else who's, you know, is in the mix for the Supporters' Shield as well. So you know, we've put ourselves up against a couple of the top teams so far, and you know, but a mixed result. So we're hoping that this is another positive one for us to step forward this weekend.
Johnny, you guys got a draw this past weekend against Minnesota, and Kyrie Shelton got his first goal of the season, and I know it's been a long time coming for him. It looked to me like you guys as players were incredibly happy for him, excited for him to get that goal. Tell me why and what that maybe means for you guys as a team and for him to finally get that monkey off his back.
Yeah, it's more so for Kai. You know, the work that he does for us, you know, he's always an option for me. He's someone I always look for, obviously, in the box. And, you know, number nines can be tend to, you know, to be judged on goals. But the work that he does for us outside of that, so it was just nice for him because, you know, the longer it goes on without getting a goal, the more it can maybe, you know, play into your head and, you know, distract you a little bit. But he's never wavered in the way that he's played for us. And, you know, he's a great guy as well. So I think everyone's just delighted that he's finally got that first goal. And, you know, I'm sure seeing him in training and the way he can finish, I'm sure there'll be more.
Johnny Russell is our guest. And, Johnny, you were recently selected to the Scotland men's national team for a friendly against Mexico that's going to take place Saturday, June 2nd. And that'll be on FS1 at 7 o'clock on June 2nd. And you have made four appearances for Scotland's senior team, but it hasn't been since 2015. And on the 24-man squad, you're the only player to play club soccer outside of Great Britain. And so your reaction to that selection, and obviously you're doing great with Sporting Kansas City. Everything's rolling there, but this is obviously an honor you want to take advantage of.
Yeah, of course. That's, you know, that's one of the highest points in your career. Growing up, you always want to play for your country, you know, at any level. I've been lucky to do it throughout some younger age groups, and then obviously to make the full team as well. But, you know, I'd spoke to a couple of, you know, journalists that I know back home, and they'd asked me about being involved with the national team, and I said that it's obviously something that I still feel I can give something and I want in my future. I didn't expect it to happen so quick. It was only literally like 3 or 4 weeks ago I'd spoke to them. So it's, you know, it's nice to see that even though I am outside the UK, that there's still people watching. You know, you never know if it's going to be out of sight, out of mind type of thing. But it's, you know, it's worked really well for me coming out here. It's given me that spark back in my game. And I'm just thankful that, you know, they're obviously still keeping a watchful eye on what happens outside the UK as well.
What do you think of playing in Mexico City?
I'm excited. I've never been to Mexico. A few of the guys have been there before and told me a little bit about the altitude that I'm going to play at. So, you know, that'll be fun. I didn't enjoy Colorado, so I'm sure this will be a lot worse. So it's it's something that, you know, I knew it was going to be a challenge to get used to, but it's, you know, I'm just excited to get away and, you know, meet up with a lot of guys that I haven't seen for a while and, you know, just hopefully get myself another cap as well.
See, I'm thinking, Johnny, that this is an opportunity for you to talk to some of your national teammates and let them know how great Kansas City is. You know, maybe a little recruiting here. Like, hey, look at me. I came over and great. I get called back into the national team. Can you maybe do a sales pitch, try to talk some other guys into wanting to come to Kansas City?
Yeah, I'll always try. You know, there's a lot of quality players there. And, you know, since I've come over, there's been a lot of guys, you know, that I've played with, and a lot of my mates as well have asked, you know, what it's like. Just the usual questions, what it's like, what's your standard like, stuff like that. So, you know, I think it is becoming, you know, I look for years. A lot of people have seen it as like a retirement league, but I think it's definitely shown that it's attracting more young players, and it's something that I've always, for the last few years at least, is always somewhere that I wanted to come and play. So I'm just thankful that I got the opportunity when I did.
But that's an important step for MLS. So it's losing the reputation as a retirement league.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's, you know, it's
when you come in, you come and see the league now, there's a lot of young guys, you know, playing at different clubs, and you know that can only be a good thing for the league as well. You've got guys coming through, and then guys wanting to come over young as well to try. So it's, you know, that's a good thing for the league, and it's definitely a positive that they're changing that sort of view on it.
Certainly is. They've even brought in some new mechanisms for even more young players to come in the years to come. So it's very exciting stuff. Johnny, we're excited for you and your call up to Scotland. We're excited for the match on Sunday against Columbus as well. Thanks a lot for the time, man.
No, I appreciate it. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
That is Johnny Russell, who is Tyreek Hill's favorite player. And
he's my son's favorite player as well.
We have to make something happen here, though. You know?
Yeah. We got to get him a Tyreek Hill jersey, don't we?
Maybe we can figure something out where Johnny Russell can go out to Tyreek Hill's football camp that's being advertised on Sports Radio 810 WHB, make an appearance there, and the traditional exchange of jerseys.
Wow. I like the way that
Facebook Live on Sports Radio 810 WHB, conducted by myself and Nate Bucati, and Jake Pounder's involved in this.
You and I could exchange jerseys as well?
Nope. No, sir.
I get a St. John jersey.
I can put your shirt around my thigh.
I like this idea. Yeah, let's set up a jersey exchange. This is a guy with ideas right here. That's what's happening right here.
It's my shift.
You know what? You're on it today.
Man, not really.
I like the fact that he studied up on American football when he was living over in. You can say he's a guy. The time I spent around Johnny Russell, he is one of these guys that grew up fascinated with the idea of America. You know, you could tell by his love for American muscle cars. He and his family would vacation in the United States a lot. That's one of the reasons he wanted to come here to play. They would go to Disneyland, Disney World, in all those complexes in Orlando. That would be where they would take their family vacations a lot of the time. And he's now getting to live here. And he would go, like, the NFL would come to London. He'd go to the games.
Ask him if he wants me to show him the real Kansas City.
Well, I think he's the kind of guy that would like to see the real Kansas City.
I'll answer for him. Little
Independence Avenue.
Yeah.
He wants in.
Look, Kansas Avenue.
Right.
He's from Glasgow, Scotland.
Kansas Ave.
It doesn't get any realer than Glasgow. I'm telling you that much right now. Well, so he would like to see the real Kansas City.
Let's go.
He's up for it.
I'll drive.
Will you?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He's been a great player for Sporting.
Been
quickly,
awesome.
Quickly becoming a fan favorite. The fans are loving Johnny Russell, and my son is no exception. He's his favorite player.
Did you tell Ben to listen to the show today when he was on?
No, he's in school already.
He's going to download the podcast later.
You can listen. You have the teacher put it on their.
Well, I'll have him listen to the podcast. He got to meet Johnny and take a picture with him, which made me cool in his eyes for about 10 minutes.
I had a chance to meet up with Johnny Walker recently.
Wow, how was that?
Johnny Walker Black is a good friend.
Take a picture with him?
There's no need for that. Well,
too many pictures, unfortunately.
I'm going to break on that note back after this. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, don't forget Sporting KC versus Columbus Crew SC. It's retro night. They're doing these awesome retro.
Oh, they look good. I've seen them.
Jerseys, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Jimmy Conrad tweet one out yesterday.
Yeah, look pretty good. The
always
game's
a wizard.
5:00. I think there's some standing room only tickets available. 888-4-KC-GOAL. You can listen to the game live on Sports Radio 810 WHB with El Jefe Carter Augustine on the call.
Tonight, Sporting Kansas City show at 6:00. Let me promote the show that you won't for some reason.
Yeah, myself and El Jefe Carter Augustine on that show.
Followed by Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Boston Celtics and the...
You just do not like this LeBron James, do you?
No, I'm just tired of it. No, I don't mind him. I don't like his fans that try to force everything down our collective throats. Just let him be good. I don't care if you think he's the best of all time. I don't. You do. So what? Leave it alone. He's great. He's the best of his era. Isn't that enough?
No.
It's like
best ever.
Wait a minute. He's the best of all time. If you don't admit it, if you don't... Do you have the animals screaming at each other? Because that's what I hear. This is what I hear. You're right. When you tweeted that, that is what I hear mm-hmm. when people argue about LeBron James and Michael Jordan and who's the greatest of all time. That's what I hear. The two lynxes in Canada that were filmed screaming at each other on the side of the road. This is what I hear. Hey, let's debate Michael Jordan and LeBron James. All right, let me sit back and listen. And he had a triple gamma!
This sounds... it sounds almost fake, doesn't it?
Who runs into this?
I do. Yep. There it is.
So is that what you hear when Nate and I are going at it?
You folded your arms about it. No, I don't hear that because you argue for Kobe, and that freshens it up.
Okay.
And you're belligerent about it, so that makes me laugh. I like it.
You know what? And I'm not stepping off it.
It's not the same old thing. It's not the same thing right. over and over again.
Guess what? You know what? We don't all have to think the same.
That's right.
There it is.
We can agree.
There it is.
But isn't that like the essence of, sports talk? Two guys at a bar
not.
Arguing
no.
about
no.
Who the best ever was?
It's the essence of the garbage shows that are force-fed, and every commercial break, you know, what are you saying, Skip? I don't
who's Skip?
Care.
I don't know who that is.
I've never watched any of those shows, and nor will I. It's terrible. It's horrible. I don't care.
Will you watch me on Fox Sports 1 on Sunday calling the Sporting
KC
game?
Are you going to be debating with Skip Bayless?
No, I'm not.
Then
I'm just going to
then I'll watch you.
Okay. I'm just going to be doing the play-by-play of the game.
Then I'm going to watch you.
I'll be making my network debut, Steven.
You never been on FS1?
I don't think I've ever been on FS1. I've definitely never done play-by-play on a network level before. I've been on MLB Network a few times as a correspondent.
You've been on CBS Sports Network?
I've been on CBS Sports Network.
Didn't you do National Championship Game?
I did do the NAIA
Have I been on FS1?
National Championship
Twice,
Game.
Right? You've been on two different calls than National.
On CBS Sports
what
Network.
What have we been on?
So that's not a network.
Let's count up the networks. Screw it. Let's lay it out here.
All right.
I ring it out for HDNet, CBS Sports Network, and the best one was ESPN2 when I worked with Joe Tessitore.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday night
cool.
or Thursday night fights?
I think it was back when they made...
Barney
yeah.
Ellis Plaza, right?
Well, somebody on ESPN referred to him as Joe Tessitore the other day.
Well,
I was like,
Tessitore.
What?
Tessitore.
I mean, HDNet went away. But CBS Sports Network.
Right.
We almost got into a fight with the producer. That was bad.
Not really.
No, you know what? Not really.
Right. You're fine. You're here.
And so you've been on MLB Network. I was on Showtime with Victor Victor's fight documentary for some reason.
I've been on MLB Network. I've
my
made
lunch
a
meeting. Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I've made appearances on ESPN before, but I've never. This is my first ever soccer play-by-play national TV game. I did. I guess you know.
What's my favorite national appearance of yours? What do you think?
Mel Kiper Jr. calling me Nick Buckley.
No. I'm actually being serious.
When he sat the guy from MLB Network in his seat when he was doing the broadcast in the 1510 studio?
No.
During the show?
I'm actually being serious for once.
That was
when you were on High Heat with Chris Russo.
Oh, yeah. You're a Chris Russo fan.
I am.
During the postseason,
that was during
it?
The World Series in 2014.
Yeah. And I remember my friend Anthony Gialdi, who loves the Royals.
Yeah.
So this is a couple years late. He texted me and said, man, tell Nate he was awesome on High Heat. That's not. He doesn't need that.
Yeah.
I didn't need to hear that.
He doesn't need that kind of
don't pump his head
praise,
up.
Seriously.
I've already got a big enough ego as
well,
it is.
Listen to me. Years later, Anthony Gialdi texted me and told me to tell you that he thought you were great on High Heat with Chris Russo.
That was nice. That gives me confidence going into Sunday.
Because,
say thank you, Nate.
Because sometimes
thank you, Anthony.
People don't represent Kansas City very well, and he's sensitive to that like I am, and he said you did a great job of repping the Royals.
That's very nice.
And I declined to tell you because you know what? In that whole span of time, there was a lot of things that happened that I didn't quite grasp.
Yeah.
Like, the World Series runs were cloudy for me.
Yeah.
I know they happened. I was kind of there. We were all kind of there. Oh, yeah. I got some Poison tickets coming to me. I'm going to see Poison.
Well, on
Friday?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hopefully, because that's where they're going to be here.
On a personal note, I mean, this for me, as you know, doing play-by-play.
Mac, you in your mouth.
I wish I need it.
I'm going to.
That would make me so happy. I'm like Chuck on Billions, Chuck Rhodes. I need to be disciplined or something. You could be my Wendy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
this is very important to you because you're going to be on national TV.
I mean, as a child, this is a childhood dream for me. You know, my buddies in college used to have to listen to me. I'm laughing at myself because they used to have to listen to me call fake play-by-play when we would play, like, Sega Genesis and stuff like that, you know?
I think that we've heard you do fake play-by-play here
in the office. I have. But
I
obviously,
did you ever make them sit through 4 hours of you doing a radio show?
No, because I didn't really... Talk radio wasn't like as a thing when
the
I was
babe.
Okay,
the,
you know?
Let's break, and I want you. Because I want to spend more time on this and talk about this, because I want to know again. I want to know what you're gonna wear.
Okay.
And
I feel like I got to rep KC. Well,
I'm
gonna
go
you
right
know?
Back to this. I'm gonna go right back to this, and you're not gonna like it, but I'm gonna go right back to this. We need a catchphrase, just one time. Just one time, something.
Okay.
Anything.
Well, we'll talk about it.
That's right. We're going to talk about Nate's FS1 debut this Sunday and what he has to do to properly represent Kansas City. Back after this on WHB.